Welcome to Health for Life, your trusted source for health and wellness insights, proudly presented by Vitruvian Health, the comprehensive healthcare system serving Northwest Georgia and Southern Tennessee with leading entities like Hamilton Medical Center and Bradley Medical Center. We're dedicated to keeping our communities healthy and thriving.
Welcome to Health for Life. Today we're raising awareness about colorectal cancer, one of the most preventable cancers with proper screening. We're joined by Dr. Sergio Quijano, a board-certified gastroenterologist at Hamilton Physician Group, Gastroenterology in Dalton. Dr. Quijano attended medical school and completed his residency training at the New York University School of Medicine. He also completed his fellowship in gastroenterology at the SUNY Health Science Center at Brooklyn. Dr. Quijano treats patients with GI conditions, including GERD, abdominal pain, peptic ulcer disease, inflammatory bowel disease, liver conditions including fatty liver, hepatitis B, C, and functional GI conditions like gastroparesis and irritable bowel syndrome. He also performs general GI procedures such as upper endoscopies, colonoscopies, flexible sigmoidoscopies, video capsule endoscopies, and manometries. Dr. Quijano, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Today we're going to talk about the intersection of lifestyle, gut health, and colorectal cancer risk. Can you tell us how diet influences the colorectal cancer risk?
Yes, I think diet plays a huge role in reducing risk. It's one of those things that is something that you can control. There's some risks for colon cancer that are out of our hands, but diet is something that we can definitely be aware about. So a diet that's high in fiber has been shown to reduce the risk of colon cancer. So fiber means foods that have vegetables, that have fruit, nuts, and seeds, whole wheat bread. Also a consumption of red meat. So high consumption of red meat increases your risk of colorectal cancer.
Okay.
So I think reducing your red meat consumption is definitely something that you can do to help.
How does something like fiber specifically protect colon health?
So fiber has many benefits. Aside from cardiac benefits, it also has gut health benefits. You know, it helps with keeping your bowel movements more regular and reducing inflammation in your colon. And it helps with feeding good bacteria in your gut, right? So our GI tract is full of different types of bacteria, and fiber helps promote the growth of good bacteria in your gut. So I think this is where fiber comes in to reduce that inflammation that can develop in your colon that can lead to these precancerous growths.
Is there any way that alcohol consumption or just tobacco usage could affect your cancer risk too?
You know, we know that definitively that tobacco is a big risk factor for colorectal cancer. So reducing your tobacco use or eliminating it completely obviously will help lower the risk of colon cancer. Alcohol is not one of the most common ones, but there are studies that show that, yes, increased alcohol use does also increase your risk of colon cancer. So, yes, drinking in moderation will be helpful to reduce that risk.
Definitely stuff like tobacco has just been obviously a very reoccurring theme in terms of, you know, cancer-causing substances. And I'm surprised to learn that it can affect, you know, something in the colon as well. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so obviously tobacco has been linked to many cancers from esophageal to gastric, but colon cancer is a very big risk factor.
Well, other than a person's diet, what lifestyle factors can make a difference in colon cancer prevention?
So other lifestyle factors, obesity plays a role. So, which is a very, you know, big problem in our community, in our country. So weight control is important. So patients who are obese tend to have a higher incidence of colon cancer than those who are non-obese. So physical activity is important, again, just to control your weight. Obviously, undergoing screening and following screening guidelines, so getting your colonoscopy at the age that you're supposed to, helps lower that risk as well.
How does physical activity help your digestive system?
So in various ways, you know, physical activity helps promote gut motility, meaning like it helps your colon work better so that you have more regular bowel movements. If you are active, then you are doing something to help promote weight loss or control your weight. That obviously then reduces the risk of obesity-related inflammation. And so having an active lifestyle definitely can lower your risk of cancer.
Are there any symptoms that people should just watch out for that might just signal the need to get it checked pretty quickly?
Yes. I think the number one symptom is to look for blood in your stool. So if you see, red blood and you never had that before, then you definitely need to come see your physician and address that issue, because you probably may need a colonoscopy sooner. Also, if you have a change in your bowel habits, where we all have different bowel habits in terms of going to the bathroom, and if all of a sudden, you were this, a certain way, and then that starts to change over a period of time where your bowel habits have changed, I think that's also another sign that you need to go see your physician. Unexplained weight loss. So, obviously if you're trying to lose weight actively through diet and exercise, that's, different. But if you're, losing more weight than you should be and you're not really trying to, that's also a very concerning sign that you need to see your provider so that you can be assessed.
Are there different reasons why gut health issues like IBS could also increase cancer risk?
So irritable bowel, which is a very common thing that we see in our clinics, does not increase your risk of colon cancer. So, irritable bowel, we call it a functional disorder of the GI tract. There's no concern for that increasing your risk. Now, patients who have IBS do have symptoms, where their bowel habits are altered, or they're having constipation or diarrhea, abdominal pain. Usually these symptoms tend to be chronic, so that's kind of like the chronicity provides reassurance.
Okay.
The fact that you've had these symptoms for decades tells us, that this is really not something, that concerning in terms of cancer risk, or cancers.
And what's one small change that people can make even this week or right now for better gut health?
Eat more fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of adding that french fries with our hamburger, I know we love that. Those french fries, is maybe add a salad, or, that some changes that you can do in your diet that you can see, or add some fruits in your breakfast. We don't eat enough fruit and vegetables in our diet. So I think that's one thing that you need to look at and see if that's what you can change. Obviously also processed food, so chips and things that are just easily accessible, just reducing that also helps. Maintaining your hydration helps your bowel function as well. So that's another thing I think we lack, is drinking enough water.
Mm-hmm.
I think water intake tends to, lack in our daily lives. And so maintaining your hydration is also important.
I can definitely just commend putting more fruits in the diet. That's helped me a lot as I've gone through some weight loss, and that's really helped. Instead of having a side of fries, I'll have a fruit cup instead. And it's honestly changed the way I just consume food in general.
Right. Yeah. So that's a small change that we sometimes don't think of, but I think, but it does make a difference.
Yeah. And getting that started right now can just help you decades down the line.
Yep. Exactly. So small things like that, again, just pile up over years. And as you get into 30s, 40s, 50s, it's something that will pay off.
Dr. Cajano, thank you once again for just coming onto our show. It's been really fun talking to you about all this stuff and just educating us about the different reasons to get screened for this colorectal cancer.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope that, it has educated those who had questions, and obviously our office at Hamilton Physician Group Gastroenterology are here to help.
This program in no way seeks to diagnose or treat illness or to replace professional medical care. Please see your healthcare provider if you have a health problem.
Thank you for listening to Health for Life, a presentation of Vitruvian Health, formerly Hamilton Healthcare System.